Simpson, Oakland, California, August 20th, 1906. Dear Brother Simpson, I believe that now is the time for you to visit San Francisco and Oakland. Elder Haskell and his wife are here, doing a work similar to what they were doing in Southern California. Can you not unite with them? You can each have an influence, you in your line, and they in theirs. Nothing of an ordinary character will be effective in awakening this community. A powerful message must be born. Elder Haskell is planning to go east soon, but he need not go immediately. He has now been here 1 week. He conducts Bible classes and also helps the other ministering brethren in the evening discourses. He has been relieved by a change to a cooler climate, and both he and his wife are feeling better than they were. I came to Oakland from St. Helena last Thursday. I had been very much depressed by the heat, and was very weary. The brethren and sisters here were glad to see me, but so many visited with me after I arrived that I expended my strength and was unable to speak Thursday or Friday. On Sabbath, I ventured to speak. Our brethren and sisters of the churches around the bay gathered in, and the large tent was well filled. A good interest was manifested as I spoke to them from the 3rd of Matthew and the 17th of John. I sought to urge them to turn from their backslidings and to heed the words of Christ in His last prayer. I could only refer briefly to the necessity of the unity that should exist among the disciples of Christ. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me. And the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith Thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. John 17, verse 19 to 26. We have a decided work to do, and every church member should realize the necessity of unity, as expressed in this prayer. Let no one seek to bind about another in his work. This has been a great evil in many of our churches. We are to be sure that we leave everyone free to do his God-appointed work under the direction of the great head of the church. No one is to be bound hand and foot to another man's mind, but all are to seek counsel from God.